You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, worldwide with Civic Media app. We are very honored to have two distinguished guests in our studio, the Magic Man, Don Majkowski, and the biggest sports fan slash entertainer that I know, who holds both in about the same esteem, Dennis from the Glam Band.
Cut it out. I'm just happy to be here. Thanks for the invitation again. Great to see you guys.
Good to see you, man. Likewise. You know, finally met you in person, and... Hey, what that intro, can you sing Geddy Lee? Can you sing Randy Rush?
Sure.
Pretty high. Can you get up there?
Wow.
Because you get up pretty high.
There's so many songs you could do, you know?
Hey, let's hear it. Let's hear a little bit.
That's tough.
Wow.
No. Show, guys... don't tell.
That's all I got for you.
By the way, I bet you don't know something about Don.
I could do Mystic Rhythms
the for you. Name of his high school band when he was lead singer, lead guitarist?
Oh. Guitar player, lead singer. Yeah,
lead singer of his high school band. What was the name of his band?
I don't remember. I heard it, but I don't remember anymore. It's been a bit.
Joker.
Ooh.
Right?
Yep.
Boy, that was great.
And that was another one called
Got
High Life.
Got a tattoo in my arm for about it.
That was in another one called High Life.
I just want to tell our listeners the special relationship between you two in terms of you play after many Packer games, and boy, do you pack them in for
and
that.
And he's played many Packer games.
But now you're playing together.
That's how rumors get started.
Yeah, let's not talk about rumors.
I had quite a few friends.
Yeah, Dennis
that last
is so
game.
Cool. Yeah, the Glam Band is awesome. I mean, my wife and I, and he was a Wisconsin girl, and she was my girlfriend all the 6 years I played here.
That's right.
And now we're married 30 years and been together 36. Anyways, that's my daughter was here last week with her fiance and my wife. And after a big win, we always go to the stadium view when these guys are playing. And watch them play. We love, you know, obviously rock 80s music. And these guys have been cool enough to invite me up there a couple times now to play with them. We always do the same song. You know, every
Sorry
rose has
that.
It. Don't. No.
Your
the only one I really know
people.
Of your,
we'll
of your list. But so it's not your fault.
Oh, you played Rebel Yell with us last year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a little bit.
That was awesome.
But yeah, so it's really cool that these guys do that. Yeah, so it's great. It's great to do that when, you know, athletes meet. I love music. Always wanted to be a rock star, you know, instead of a quarterback. But
well, if you had a choice,
to settle for quarterback.
I mean, it's funny. You'd probably rather be a rock star than a quarterback.
Absolutely. Oh,
he would rather be a football player than a rock star. True.
Oh boy, and how? Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's either way would be. It's super cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
What are the similarities between being a quarterback and being a lead vocalist in a band?
There's disciplines involved in each musically and in sports.
Absolutely. And you have to be the leader. You know, of your group, of your team, and that's the similarities. You know, you're the head guy. You're the guy out in front and center. So
there's a certain vibe you guys have to have, isn't there?
And a certain, yeah, you have to have a certain personality. You have to have that.
You had a swagger.
I call it a controlled cockiness, man. You want to be very confident, but not arrogant.
I remember this plain as day. We did a preseason special or whatever, and me and Larry McCarron, and we're going through the rookies. And I said, you know, Don Majkowski, 10th, was it 10th round?
Yeah.
10th round draft pick from Virginia. And Larry, you know, I got to tell you something. All right. This guy's got a swagger that other guys are going to follow. And the quarterback sets the tone, okay? No matter what. Rookie, this guy's got a swagger I like. I'll never forget that.
Yeah. And I always had that a little bit, you know? You know, it's always, you know, kind of liking, you know, being a rock musician. And wearing the long hair, and it just had a little swagger, you know. Brought a little rock attitude to the quarterback position for sure, you know. Wear the makeup, my eye black way up high. Go. It was totally aesthetics, man. I just thought it looked cool. I had the long hair.
Eye black doesn't work. I don't care who you talk to.
No, but it looks cool.
All it does is bring heat to your eyeballs.
Yeah.
That's all it does.
And I mean, I wore it like way up.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my thing, you know. So
it keeps your eyes open, doesn't it? You can't exactly blink when that happens.
Yeah, right. No, not really. I didn't even know.
You're the first guy I heard that actually admitted it.
I swear. I thought it looked cool as hell. I wanted to be different.
I remember a cool shot of you with that was when you guys were waiting for the replay with the Sterling play, the Bears play, and you had your helmet off. And they had a shot of you there, and I remember you spit through your teeth or whatever, and you had that eye black. And it's like it set a tone of hell yeah, that's our quarterback, that's our leader.
Yeah, with the mullet back then,
absolutely.
And, you know,
but you rocked it like better than anyone, dude. Uh-huh. I mean, honest to Pete.
Thanks, man. It was,
and it wasn't a bad thing. I thought it was cool as hell. Everybody thought it was cool as hell.
Did.
And it's to this day, it's still cool as hell.
It was. I still, now that I'm older, obviously. And I look back, you know, when I was a 25-year-old kid with the mullet. Sometimes I look and I just want to grab that kid and say, dude, reel it in a little bit. What are you doing? But
no
way. Sometimes, because I used to highlight it, too. I'll admit that.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it would turn orange, man, which is not cool.
Ditto. Same here, man.
And my wife used to fix it up. Well, my girlfriend at the time, my wife would fix it up because she was a hairdresser.
Yeah.
So she... Wow. When she started cutting it, it got better.
It's bronzer.
Are you a little bit amazed at the impact you had on people? Or did you know that was happening when it was happening? I mean, because everybody still pretty much knows you, right? I mean.
Yeah. You know, I really wasn't aware. You know, I was just doing my thing.
Right.
I was so caught up in what I was doing. I mean, I was very, you know, even though I had a, you know, little different appearance and swagger and everything, I was very professional, prepared a lot, was, you know, just kept to myself a lot, and I really wasn't aware of, you know, how many people were influenced by it until sometimes in training camp, you know, you'd see these little kids dressed to a T the way I would dress in a game with eye black and their shoes would be
pretty
taped
cool.
up, wristbands, the mullet, and it was the coolest thing ever, you know, especially when little kids would, you know, come up to me and want pictures, and that was I'm getting little goosebumps right now, you know?
Same here.
It was cool, right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Love that.
Some kids didn't grow up like we did with role models and fathers, and they do look to athletes, and it's just to get people like you, and I think having a little swagger attitude is pretty cool. I would say we had in Green Bay back in the day, the Friday before the game was Packer Day, and then they changed it to just your sports. And pretty cool when kids would come in with a different team shirt on, Lions or I just think it's cool because they were looking up to something else. And I think like a lot of kids looked up to you though, man.
No, that's the biggest, you know, form of flattery, man, when someone imitates you, you know. And true story though, yesterday I was at Lambeau Field, my wife, and did you ever hear of the app Cameo where people like, you know, the fans, they go on an app and they can hire a celebrity for a little fee. And we could say happy birthday to whoever they want. And you send them a little video. So I was doing this Cameo thing yesterday in front of, at Lambeau Field, so I always had that as the background, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, coming to you live from God's country, Lambeau Field. And all of a sudden, this guy comes walking up with his girlfriend or wife with these two dogs, and he goes, dude, he goes, you're Don McCoskey, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, my God. He goes, when I was younger, when you were playing here, I guess everybody said I used to look like you. And when I was out in the bars in Green Bay, I used to sign autographs like I was Don McCoskey. And I was like, well, that's not cool, dude.
But then
I was like, eh, whatever, man. You know what I mean?
Too.
Now he's all bald and stuff when I still got hair. So
there
I was like, there's no discrepancy.
Now they know.
That's awesome. Dennis, when you're bringing somebody like this up on stage, that's got to be fun for you. And again, I'm not kidding around. You were a high school football player. You very knowledgeable about the NFL and football in general. So that's got to be your two worlds coming together for you.
For me, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable honor. I mean, I grew up in a small town. I mean, no stoplights, nothing, you know. And so growing up watching you play and stuff like that, I mean, a lot of people had your hair, dude.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Thanks.
But, you know, what I want to say, though, is actually more like a question or whatever, because I grew up as the shyest kid ever, you know, and I see guys like yourself that have that swag. Was it a decision you made as a young kid to be in that mindset? I mean, because let's face it, man, life is short, you know, and you want to give as we get to the ages that we are. He's not realizing that stuff on the daily. You know, how do I attack these days? Because we know there's not, who knows how much time we got left.
Well, I'm just going to say this. I was telling Jim and Todd this morning, I've got my 50-year high school reunion coming up.
Are you serious?
Hard to believe.
Jeez.
And yesterday they sent out a thing about those that have died from the class.
Sure.
I had like 100, between 140 and 150 kids in my class, 33 have died.
Sure.
Isn't that crazy? And I told these, I said, you want to face mortality face to face? Take a look at that.
Yeah. But to Dennis's point, it's my my style and my swagger started very young. I mean, I started playing football when I was 9 years old and never missed a year, you know, all through until I retired in the NFL in 97. So started playing, I think, like 78 or something like that, and 74. But I always had the long hair, and I always taped my shoes, had the wristbands when I was 9 years old, because my idol growing up was Joe Namath, man. Broadway Joe.
Me too.
First guy to wear white cleats. He used to tape up his shoes. He was cool as hell. I thought he was just cool as hell. You know, a lot of people might have thought he was a little arrogant, which he was, but I dug his swagger.
Absolutely.
So I don't want to say I was trying to be like him, but I definitely copied off some of his tricks.
Yeah, talking about wristbands. I forgot to bring this in. You know what I've got? I've got one of your old wristbands with the plays sewed onto it.
No way.
Really? Yes.
Wow.
I used to have to go in every Monday morning to interview Lindy Infante for a radio network to his office, like 6 in the morning type thing. And he would always, there'd be in his garbage can. So I grabbed
If
you want it, I'll give it to you.
That would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
No, that
will.
Would be awesome. That's something you could sign. And
well, it was the regular big, like the double size wristband. And it was like somebody sewed a laminate thing on there with the plays,
like
right?
Like 80 plays was on there, man.
How do you even see that? You don't?
Yeah, nowadays Braille? I have it like my glasses and my helmet like this. But
is it Braille? Or
it was
what?
Tough. It was tough, you know, but you had to because.
But it was really small print.
It was mostly, I shouldn't say there was 80. It was most of the plays that were really long winded because back in the day, we didn't have the
headsets.
The headsets and you know, and didn't have anybody could just radio it in. We had to have the backup quarterback signaling in, and it was it was like sign language, and I mean,
that's exactly right.
It got crazy complicated,
and fast,
and it was tough. And the worst place to get the signs from the quarterback was in Milwaukee County because both teams run the same sidelines,
right?
And when you're down the opposite end of the field,
you're 50 yards away.
Yeah, our team couldn't get close. We couldn't get closer. We had to stop at the 50 and. They're signaling, and it was tough, but those wristbands were.
I'm gonna give it to you next time I see you.
You know, it's crazy. To this day, I still have nightmares. Like I still can play at 60 years old, and I'm trying to get in the game in a locker room, but I can't find my play sheet, my wristband. Where is it? They're calling you get out in the field, and I can't find my play sheet.
Wow.
How crazy you brought that up.
Wow. Really, you dream that? Because the biggest...
Oh, yeah.
One of the biggest dreams is people going to school and didn't study for the test. That's the same...
Very like similar,
mine
man.
Is going on TV to do a sports cast, and I don't have any scripts.
But
honest to God.
Yeah. Sure.
But that's reality. Yeah. I'm talking about dreams.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Don Majkowski in the house. Oh, wow. Along with Dennis and the Glam Band. Back after this.
Jeez.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here with Don Majkowski, the Magic Man, in studio with us. And, of course, Dennis from the Glam Band. Segment brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. I was with Kevin last night at the Veterans Operation Song at the Epic. And, man, he's got some things rocking over there at Burkle's One Block Over from the stadium. And you were there the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoyed the game.
Fun place to watch a game. And even if the Packers are away, they've got limited menu, which is great because then you get your food right away. And, of course, they got a plethora of drinks. So, hey,
it's a nice way of putting it.
Plethora. A great girl's name.
And they, but they have so many TVs, you can, any angle, you can see a TV. So,
Burkle's One Block Over. Great place to go Sunday and watch the game.
Great waitress. So
tonight after the high school games, tomorrow watching the Badger game.
Right.
Great place for all those kinds of things. Burkle's One Block Over from the stadium. Well, Don Majkowski's in the house here. I'm going to throw a couple of names at you. Just give me a little thumbnail sketch what pops in your head. Okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. Forrest Gregg.
Drafted me.
Yep.
First coach. Dude was seriously old school.
Sure got quiet around here.
I was trying to think of the right words.
Yeah. Old school, man.
You know, I think that's cool what you said about drafted me because everyone, we remember our first guy who hired us.
Yeah. Right,
and
right.
Maybe it wasn't a little difficult to work for, but boy, they gave you the break that you were looking for. So that's cool that you said that because you hear things about him. You know, my interaction was just he was great, but again,
I liked him. He liked me.
Right, he liked me.
And I started my second game of rookie year. He put me in right away. He liked me. I'll tell you. This is a good story. This is how I won him over. In training camp, when you're a rookie, we were eating at St. Norbert's cafeteria during training camp, right? And the rookies always have to get up and sing some song, you know, and guys hate it. Guys are singing, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, this. And so it was my turn to sing, man. I got up there with the microphone. I had everybody clapping like this. And I started out with Grand Funk. I don't need a whole lot of money. And I just tore it up, man. All the guys were singing. And he looked, he was like, this dude. All right, man.
Because that show awesome. you can play that swagger.
Yeah, we can play that.
Great song, man.
You know, so we'll get you next time on that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's
a good story.
Oh, I think that'd be awesome if you guys played that on stage.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
You throw on one, Dennis.
Oh, so my question before, I don't know if we got to the answer on that. What was your decision? I mean, how did you get to say, hey, man, this is how I'm going to live. This is how I'm going to have that edge, that, you know, that swag, if you will. I mean, because you know what?
Okay, sorry. You know what? It was natural because I don't think you can try to be someone you're not. You have to just live.
You'll get spotted out real early.
Yeah, and your teammates, they will not respect you if they see you trying too hard to not be yourself. So you just have to be yourself, man. And fortunately for me, that was just my makeup. You know, and
it wasn't a decision. But
and when I was in high school, a lot of people thought it was very arrogant, but it wasn't. It was just extremely confident. You know, and you know, nowadays when I see the same kids that thought I was very arrogant in high school, they're like, "Hey, man, congratulations! You're awesome. Remember, I'm your biggest fan. We were best friends." I'm like, "Yeah, right."
Okay, I'm gonna throw another one at you, Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, Sterling, man, incredible Hall of Famer. He was. One man show. I mean, he was my go-to guy. Love Sterling. When I look back at the films, I mean, our game plans were all surrounded around him. And Lindy did a great job of using him the best way we could. Motions out of the backfield. He was always double covered. We'd somehow try to free him up, and he always came through. Unbelievable.
The guy that we had hoped would be a superstar and had some physical ability, but had some other challenges, Brent Fulwood.
Oh, Brent. He was a great talent, you know, and unfortunately, maybe wasn't as professional as he needed to be with his preparation and everything.
You guys said something earlier, whether it be a rock star or NFL quarterback, discipline.
For sure. And a lot of times he just wasn't prepared, and it showed up. But when he was, when he decided to play, he could play. And, you know, I think he was.
He almost reminded me a little bit of in Marshawn Lynch. In that way, where guys, you know, what do they say after make a business decision whether you want to go head on with this guy or not?
He was a violent runner.
Yeah,
he was very violent and strong. So that's a good.
He had it all.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good analogy.
You know, I want to just pick up on what you said about kind of Joe Namath. You kind of looked up to him, and there's a lot of kids that looked up to you. Do the players today? I mean, it always concerns me, especially you know, for a guy who managed a city for a while. When you get a bad one, you know, do they teach you to, do they know the kids are that big of a role model? Do they see that? You said you kind of didn't, but you, thank God you were who you were, right? Because you were a role model, whether you knew it or not.
Oh, I was very aware of being a good role model for the kids. I mean, that was very important to me, you know, because I remember when I was young as an athlete growing up and how I looked up to these guys. And if any of these, you know, professional athletes gave me any kind of time, you know, I went to their practices, whatever. It was the biggest thing in the world, and I never forgot that. I just knew how important it was, because you could make a kid's day, make a kid's year being nice to them and giving them some time. So a lot of guys don't take that as serious, you know, and they should. And that's hard to see, because a lot of guys are not very nice to the public. And even a little kid, so
That's great. I just thank you for that.
So, who are your biggest influences as a kid, and then as a professional? Who are the most influence on you as a human being, and then as a player?
Well, as a kid, my dad was my hero. My dad was a great dad. He was just a blue collar guy. I grew up in Buffalo, New York. He was a Buffalo fireman, but he was a dad that was never missed a practice, never missed a game. My mom either never missed a game. So my dad was always there for me. And you know, just saw the way he treated my mom. He was my role model, you know. And athletically, like I said, Joe Namath. And as I got older professionally, you know, when I first got in the league, I loved the way John Elway and Dan Marino played. And I actually in between the 88 and 89 season, I studied so much film with Dan Marino and his throwing motion because I kind of had an elongated throwing motion my first 2 years, and I really made it a lot more compact by trying to emulate Dan. And
he just brought it to his ear pretty much and
yeah,
let it go.
Yeah, so I definitely changed it with a lot of hard work. And then, you know, as years went by, I became like best friends with Dan. And, and I told him that, and he's like, that's pretty cool. You know,
that's very cool.
Laces out, yeah. Dan. Laces out.
Yeah, laces out.
Wow, we're down to 1 minute, Todd. Madge, I know you got something more important than talking to us coming up today, like a medical things.
And for me? Yeah. I'm going in a week from today, having my third rotator cuff surgery. Third rotator cuff surgery in 6 months.
Well, you showed us some pictures of the metal inside of your body. That's unbelievable.
It's a lot of metal.
I mean, it looks like a wounded war veteran. I'm serious. I might have made my clip, but it's like that much metal.
Wouldn't want to fly with you because you're digging out.
I set up all the detectors for sure. Man.
Don Mikowski, we cannot tell you how enjoyable this has
been,
man.
You got it, guys.
Oh, there it is.
Pleasure
he's
being
playing
with
your
man.
Song.
This is it.
We got to do this again. When you heal up, I'd love to get you back.
Oh, I'd love to. This is great. Dennis, thanks, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Great to see
you. Appreciate you guys, all right?
Outstanding. Thank you so much. Okay. Kurt Gunn, Heights Pub and Parlor music segment coming up next. Stay with us.
Because I got me a sweet loving woman, and she knows just how to treat me right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And they're talking in the background there. Saying goodbye to Don Mikowski in the house this morning for our Football Friday with Burkle's One Block Over. And as we do every Friday, it goes from football right into great local music. Once again on the show, it's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Don Mikowski being here for the Burkle's One Block Over segment. Man, Dennis, you two guys are like brothers.
Feels like it.
Yeah. I mean, what a great thing you guys got going. That's awesome.
He's an awesome individual.
You know? Well, tell you what, we got an awesome individual sitting right here,
here he
for
is.
Our music segment, our live music segment.
This music segment was meant for gentlemen like Kurt Gunn, ladies and gentlemen. I'm serious as I could possibly be. I mean, because this is, you know, it's a great platform to shine on individuals and groups in the area, and nobody does more, I think, on their original side of the world, which is the hardest road to hoe, than this gentleman, Kurt Gunn. So I'm so happy that you're finally in studio with us.
And I'm happy it worked out.
Yeah. We know so many people, as you can imagine. It's a small world in the that side of the world, whatever
you
call it.
I tuned in to watch my buddy Tyler last week, and that's what I was like.
He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrolled the page and saw the submit, so yeah.
It's great having you here.
Glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am a 48-year-old male.
And he still loves Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Behind the music with Mino in the Mirror.
Married, 4 kids, 2 dogs.
Do you perform to get out of the house?
It's getting to that point now. Yeah, I used to do it for money, but now it's like I can kind of get out of
escape.
We have volleyball tonight. Oh, well, I got a show. You know,
sorry, hon.
When did you get into the music scene? And is this full time for you?
No, it's not full time. I actually work for the city here in Green Bay, but
wrote a song about it.
The parking meters.
Yeah, the parking meters. That's why I stopped playing in downtown Green Bay. Every time I came out, I used to play at Oxford's all the time.
Yeah, which,
this is
place.
A true story here.
Which is a great place, and every time I come out, it'd be a parking ticket on my car. I'm like, that's enough of this.
And you work for the city.
Yeah, they don't. The parking lady, she is ruthless.
Well, this is kind of ironic, though. Your segment right now is brought to you by The Heights Pub.
Yeah, I saw
which
that.
Which was Oxford.
Which was Oxford.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yep. And five. What was it else? It was the Fillmore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then it was
Fox Harbor.
Oh, wow. Been empty for years, right?
Yep.
And now
yep.
it's back. Yep. So I'm looking forward to going back in there. I have a lot of history in that room.
Make sure to plug the meter for you.
And it looks the same, just if any of you have been in there lately. But they kept the decor in there, which is like awesome.
I was bummed that they used to have these really awesome booths in there.
Oh, like, yeah, I remember that. Absolutely. I remember that.
When it was Oxford's. And
yeah.
They took those out.
On that left side as soon as you walked in. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But the upstairs, I don't know if a lot of people have been up there. It's beautiful up there.
Only the good people get to go up there.
The chosen ones,
right?
With that being said, I'm going to say our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service. Stunning setting right here in downtown Green Bay, 217 North Washington Street. Whether it's a signature pressed panini or prime Angus burger for lunch or especially large plate or feature for dinner, let Heights be your destination. Looking to host a private event or party? Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second-story private parlor and third-story loft. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com.
That is a great place. Hey, so you got into music at what age?
I've always, I remember being into music, but, wanting to actually learn an instrument. I didn't get around to it until high school, and I had my friend Brad Bordini. He was taking guitar lessons, and so I kind of started learning through him in high school. And
so, besides Brad, was there somebody big time? Oh, not that Brad isn't big
what
time.
What got me into music? Yeah. I remember not the day, but I remember the era. My parents had a stack of records that I had found, and old records, they had the artwork was so amazing. And it was going through all these albums, Sgt. Pepper's, Santana.
We talk about album covers a lot.
We do.
The greatest and the worst.
And we had people call in. And anyway, go ahead.
And they had all these intricate, beautiful, art pieces of art.
Right.
And then I saw the White Album and I was like, that's weird. It's just all white, And I was like, went to my parents, how do I play these? And they're like, well, they had a console turntable down in the basement. They're like, maybe it works. We don't know,
Did it have the TV built into it?
No, it didn't. Okay. But it had the arm, where you had to slap it and then it would drop and all that. And I just happened to put on, I think it was side two back in the USSR. Oh. And then that went straight into Dear Prudence.
Mm.
And that was it for me. Once I heard Dear Prudence, I was like, what is this? How do I do this? The bass line in that song, it's just everything about it was.
So were you self-taught then, or did you?
Yeah, I taught myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's a number of you guys come in, ladies.
And this was before.
But now they do it YouTube.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
this
you didn't
was
have
before
that.
YouTube. No, this was rewinding a tape, 10 seconds at a time over and over and over and then trying to figure it out.
It's interesting. Yeah, for me, it was the Sgt. Pepper album. I'm still mesmerized by the album. I'm still captivated.
Back in the USSR is my all-time favorite Beatles song.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I think that brought them into a whole different spectrum.
My favorite Beatles album is Rubber Soul.
But, nice. Yeah. Well, the cool people will say that, by the way. Yeah. Honestly, it's unbelievable. It is popular of an album as it is. It's still underrated in my book.
It was still minimalistic.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. But before they got went into the studio and just went crazy. But yeah.
So Kurt, I know we're going to hear from you in just a minute, but do you write music? Do you play somebody? Just tell me a little bit about your genre.
I do. I've always been sort of an original artist, and I do an occasional covers here and there, but I change them to my own, style. But
your own spin on them a little bit?
Yeah, I try to incorporate them into how I would do them, I guess.
Cool.
But, yeah.
So we're being prodded to say, hey, Kurt, what can you play for us today?
So we got all this new equipment. Can't go to waste.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Should we get your guitar? Or you want Johnny to get it?
Okay. So, what song would you like to play for us today?
Well, I just put out two new albums on the 26th, so.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. I can't bring the full band in here, so I'm just going to switch these.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to bring a microphone over to you for you to mic your guitar.
Boy, put this
and all that jazz.
All right.
And I mean that, man.
I've played in tighter spaces. This is off there's a full band album, then there's an acoustic album. And I'll play one off the acoustic one because I can't get the full band in here. Well,
see how they are? Here's the early bird gets the worm, as they say.
All right.
Kurt Gunn, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I woke up this morning, the bad taste in my mouth, an itch I couldn't scratch, a world turned upside down. And I looked out my window, the sun was coming out. I told myself I'm going back to bed. Like to tell you what you're doing wrong, so ask for some advice if you're feeling all alone, 'cause we'll come from miles to tell you what you've known. I guess it's better coming from someone else. And holy Moses parted the Red Sea, and I can't get the antenna to work on my TV. A hard-working woman and three kids that she feeds, and I can't change the clock inside my car. These are the lessons learned so hard. Spend my day up wishing that I was somewhere else, back on Water Street, a younger version of myself. 'Cause time will hold you hostage, the ransom it's yourself. Sometimes you'll pay the ransom just to see. Moses parted the Red Sea, and I can't get the antenna to work on my TV. A hard-working woman and three kids that she feeds, and I can't change the clock inside my car. These are the lessons learned so. Sometimes see further than allowed, and fall upon a stranger lost inside the crowd. And for a moment I can feel them, hear them screaming out. I tell myself I am not alone. And holy Moses parted the Red Sea, and I can't get the antenna to work on my TV. A hard-working woman and three kids that she feeds, and I can't change the clock inside my car. These are the lessons learned so.
Awesome. Right. Fantastic.
Well done.
Wow.
You wrote that.
Yeah.
I love songs written about normal life.
Right. And he, that's.
That came from frustration one morning trying to change my clock and my radio.
I can't do it either.
In my car.
I imagine then you saw a lot more than that.
And you guys are trying to get me to teach you how to use earbuds.
Yeah,
can you
know,
imagine?
Yeah.
That's my life.
But he's like he kind of said, he's not the only one. There's somebody else in the crowd just like us. So.
But I'm looking at this clock problem, and I'm like, there's bigger things in the world,
right.
You know, and that's kind of where.
But I love it. That's something so relatable.
Oh, indeed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And. You talk about you honor your wife in that song too, which we all need to do more.
Sure,
it's amazing what they do, and you know,
yeah, It's not. It's one of the hardest jobs out there is being a mom.
Can you imagine
with three kids? That was yeah. No,
and your and their husband. I consider a kid as well.
Right, know? It is. That's been said in our house. I don't have three kids. I have four. Yeah, yeah, I know.
A kid
I,
with experience.
Kid with a beard. Actually, I had a laugh at the Brewers game the other night. The ball boy. Okay, yeah. On left field, they're talking about him. He's got a beard. You wouldn't expect. What's this? He's a ball boy.
Wait a minute.
Wearing his shorts and t-shirt, he's got a beard.
Like, I know some of my son's baseball games, and that you know, like when he was a freshman, and even like eighth grade, and like there'd be a shortstop out there.
I know, it's like, right?
Man, that's a better beard than I can grow. What's going on?
When did you know you could really sing? Not just sing in the choir along with everybody else, but you could actually people would pay to hear you sing.
That's a good question. I'm not really sure because I have all the cassette tapes from like when I started and the songs that I would write, you know, and I'd record them on my thing. And some of them are pretty rough.
You're going to have that.
But I think at some point, I mean, for anyone, if you do something long enough, you're going to get somewhat decent at it. So.
Kurt Gunn, we're going to set a quick break. Kurt Gunn is with us, brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor Musical Segment with Dennis from the Glam Band. Pick it up from there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Kurt got in the house for the Hubs Pub and Parlor segment with Dennis from the Glam Band.
And we got to plug one of our great sponsors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability materials gets tested. They open and close the doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times. And I'm one of the guys who have, I put a little money into my house, love my house. And you want the best stuff in there. You know, I don't know what you're going to tell us.
I'm due for some new windows.
Okay, man, let me tell you about Pella. You only got to do it once. And they come over with their little laptop or whatever they call those things and different styles, different colors, different, yeah. You know, and it's great. And you're like, well, this is what I'd like. And then they show you the price. It's like, ooh. Yeah. But they have some great payment plans and they install them, which is half the battle. Yeah. You get a good window if it's installed poorly.
Yeah,
why spend money on the window? So that's a great company. So yeah, take a look at them. Yeah. They're good guys.
And I'm just go ahead.
But I was going to say that they get right now it's 0% interest for up to 36 months. So you know, I know your business is picking up, but you mean 36 months you can
speaking of windows, I'm just very impressed. I told you guys here that my passenger side window on my car will not go up.
That's
and Kurt just explained to me how to fix it.
And I'm not the handy guy.
Yeah.
You can't fix your radio or your clock, but you know how to take a door panel apart and fix a window. Yeah. That was impressive.
That was out of necessity,
you
though.
You may have a not just a window that doesn't work. You may have a whole door that doesn't work.
There's a guy in my street that works for Pella down the street. They just got, he actually just put all new Pella windows in his house. I don't know him personally, but they look amazing.
It's cool. And yeah. I live in an older home, but they have them for all types of homes. And it's so, yeah, get started today. PellaWI.com.
Pella did our house, too. As a matter of fact, we took advantage of the no interest.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
Telling you, there's a difference. Even in the summertime, it's quieter around the house. There's a little more temperature control. Believe it or not, you know, I mean, even in the summertime, I can't wait to see what happens in the winter.
It's great.
I just had to put in a new fence, so that was like the price of my first house. So,
born and raised in Green Bay, Kurt?
To keep me out or keep Bay, Mother Nature in? Is
West Side.
Nice.
West High School? Or
West? No, I went to Southwest.
Okay.
I live in West De Pere now. I've been there for about, 15 or so years.
Had you ever wanted to take this to another level, you know, to a Madison or because this is real Madison kind of music to a lot of those pubs. Yeah.
So yeah. I'm 48 and I've done that. I played in Madison. I played in Chicago. I've played in Milwaukee, and it's just at this point in my life, I'm pretty satisfied with just hopping in the car and driving 30 minutes to play and then coming home.
There's bliss in that.
But how about a shout out though for Green Bay to have the different venues to play? I mean, besides the bars we have, and you talked about some of the places you were at, but last night I was at the Tarleton to
Tarl's doing great things for the music jazz scene in Green Bay. Yeah.
And we love the Meyer and of course the Widener and but there's some other venues here, and I think that
it's the trickle down effect from Mile of Music.
It's
trickling through the valley down.
Have you played that?
I've played that all
several times, right?
I did not play the first 2 years, but the others I played all.
That's awesome. Awesome. Original music.
That Mile of Music is built for gentlemen like yourself, musicians like yourself.
Yeah. And great for them.
I hope it helped. I hope it's helped, you know, get your music and out around, you know, the country and the world and whatnot. And
yeah, well, I guess it is. Like, I don't look at all the Spotify algorithms and where I'm listened to and all that. But
Jim, explain an algorithm.
Yeah, we don't have time, John. It's 8:55, and we gotta.
We want to hear you again.
I want to know how we listen to your music without.
Well, I'm on all the streaming things.
Okay.
If I'm at a show, I have my CDs with me. I do have a show coming up. I have a buddy who you guys should, I should get him out here. Jackson Mankowski. His old man used to play in Big Mouth.
Sure.
He's great.
Yeah.
Like the interlude after on a wedding, Big Mouth played.
Yeah.
But then between
Woody
the
Mankowski,
between the mass and the wedding, we had a little party and he played.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Great. That
he's
guy
amazing.
Is a great musician.
Well, his son Jackson just opened this place in De Pere called The Porch.
Okay, let's get him on. All right, we gotta. Okay, and how do we?
You're gonna be at Epic?
Epic Event Center on the 19th.
All right,
opening for the Astronomers.
Would you do us a favor?
Would you
take us out for the week? We've had a fun week here. A little music accompaniment.
Oh,
Dennis?
Sure.
Let's say our goodbyes for the week, and let's have you take us into the weekend, my good friend.
Quick thing,
Dennis, where are you playing?
I'm filling in with Whiskey Ditch in Freedom at Buzz's on Saturday, believe it or not. The glam band is off. A very rare weekend off.
Buzz's is a rocking place.
It is.
Eric Johnson gave you the week off.
Yeah, what a concept, hey? So it slows down for us until probably about April or May. A little bit, you know, instead of three bangers, maybe we'll do one or two a week. But
outstanding.
This is about Kurt Gunn, dang gummit.
All right.
So glad to have you.
Here's a good end to the weekend song.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Just before evening when the sunlight turns to gold, a shadow stretching out about as long as a telephone post to fill up my soul. A breeze dying off just enough to tease the flame. Steady hum of cars passing by on the old highway at the end of the day. Where have you been lately? Life gone away. I got lost in something. Decided to stay. Maybe I'm better off, maybe not. But either way, it's okay. Haven't called on a friend for what feels like a long, long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.